The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Good morning, Vietnam!
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
Goonies never say die!
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Well, that means it's time to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
Once the horse reaches the castle, the fabric will make the prince suspect the Gildarians have abducted his love. When he finds their body dead on the Gilder frontier, his suspicions will be totally confirmed.
You never say anything about killing anyone.
I've hired you to help me start a war. It's a prestigious line of work with a long and glorious tradition.
I just don't think it's right, killing an innocent girl.
Am I going mad? Or did the word think escape your lips? You were not hired for your brains, you hippopotamic landmass!
I agree with Fezzik.
Oh, the Sot has spoken! What happens to her is not truly your concern. I will kill her. And remember this. Never forget this! When I found you, you were so slobbering drunk, you couldn't buy brandy! And you! Friendless, brainless, helpless! Hopeless! Do you want me to send you back to where you were? Unemployed in Greenland?
Tell us what you really mean. A scene from Rob Reiner's beloved fantasy adventure, The Princess Bride, from 1987. And to tell us all about a film which I have not seen is television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pat. Oh, you have a treat in store then, if you haven't seen it. It is so much fun. And so many people were involved in making this film and getting it off the ground. The fact that it is produced, co-produced and directed by Rob Reiner, it's coming off the success of This Is Spinal Tap. And I'm sure you know Spinal Tap.
It's of course.
One of the classics, yeah. So he was given the book, The Princess Bride, by his dad, Carl Reiner. And Rob loved it so much. But it was written by William Goldman. And William Goldman had already won the Oscar twice for writing Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men. So William Goldman was somebody that people took seriously.
Yeah. Now, by the way, he has written a fantastic book called Adventures in the Screen Trade,
which
if you can find it, it's well worth a read.
Yeah, I love that book. So this film opens with a grandfather reading a story to his grandson who's at home from school sick. And the grandfather is Peter Falk, known to us all as Columbo. And the sick grandson is Fred Savage from The Wonder Years. So it starts with the grandfather saying, this is a book that my father used to read to me and his father used to read to him. So they're giving us a sense that this is an old story. Of course, it's not. It's all hokum. But as soon as he gets into it, the kid stops him and says, no. Has this got kissing in it? I don't want to hear it if it's got kissing in it. And, you know, the prince, the pretty woman, the whole story. But Buttercup is a young woman living on a farm in a fictional kingdom called Florin, and she has a farmhand called Wesley, played by Cary Elwes, and she's always telling him to do stuff, and everything he goes to do, he replies with, as you wish. And the more he says, as you wish, and it becomes a byline throughout the film, she realizes that she loves him and he loves her. So he heads off to make his fortune so that they can get married. But he's attacked by the dread pirate Roberts, who's infamous for never leaving survivors. So everybody assumes Wesley has been attacked by this guy, so he must be dead. And 5 years later, Buttercup is forcibly betrothed to the sleazy Prince Humperdinck, who is fantastically played by Chris Sarandon. And there are three guys who get together to kidnap the princess for different reasons. So, or to kidnap this woman who is yet to be the princess. There's a Sicilian named Vizzini, who we just heard berating everybody, and he's played by Wallace Shawn. A giant from Greenland named Fezzik, played by Andre the Giant, and a Spanish fencing master named Inigo Montoya, played by the great Mandy Patinkin. And he's seeking revenge for the death of his father. And in fact, his famous line, which there's a whole episode of The Big Bang Theory, everything based on the line, said, "My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepared to die." And it's just this classic comedy film. Anyway, Rob Reiner got the book, decided that that would be his next film. But Paramount said, "Everybody has tried to make a film of this book, and it's impossible." And like who? Well, like Francois Truffaut, Robert Redford, Norman Jewison. Like, they'd all given it a go. And Christopher Reeve wanted to play the part of Wesley. But because the great comic genius Norman Lear had backed Rob Reiner to make Spinal Tap, he actually decided to back him and give him the money to make this movie. And so the original person they were thinking about was Andre the Giant. But Andre the Giant, who was a very famous wrestler at the time, wasn't available. So they went for Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger wasn't yet a movie star. And they didn't get to make the film at that stage. But they even tried out Liam Neeson because he was tall. But he wasn't tall enough at 6'4". So Reiner decided that Cary Elwes was perfect for the part of Wesley. This was the first role of Robin Wright on the big screen. And he tried out so many actresses to play the part of Buttercup. So he tried out loads, like a string of British actresses. But he went back to America and he tried out Uma Thurman, Meg Ryan, Sean Young, Courtney Cox, and even Whoopi Goldberg was canvassing to get the part. But in the end, they decided on Robin Wright. And then Mandy Patinkin and Wallace Shawn as the other two characters, they were cast early. Fezzik, the giant, he had been signed up to do a wrestling match in Tokyo where he was going to get paid $5 million, so he wasn't available. But suddenly that wrestling match was cancelled, so he became available again. So he is absolutely brilliant in it. Andre the Giant, he just fills that role in so many ways.
Okay, now let's hear another clip. Will you set the scene for us, Bill?
Okay, in this second clip, the character of Wesley has been tortured and can't move, and they need to break into the castle. Mandy Patinkin and Andre the Giant and Wesley, they need to break in and save the beautiful Buttercup, who is going to be forcibly married. So in order to do that, they're on the battlements outside. He's kind of paralyzed. And the two lads have to explain to him why he's paralyzed and what has happened in the time that he's been paralyzed.
Why won't my arms move?
You've been mostly dead all day.
We had Miracle Max make a pill to bring you back.
Who are you? Are we enemies? Why am I on this wall? Where's Buttercup?
Let me explain. No, there is too much. Let me sum up. Buttercup is marrying Humperdinck in a little less than half an hour. So all we have to do is get in, break up the wedding, steal the princess, make our escape. After I kill Count Rugen.
There doesn't leave much time for dilly-dallying.
You just wiggle your finger. That's wonderful.
I've always been a quick eater. What are our liabilities?
There is but one working Castle Gate. Come on. And it is guarded by 60 men.
And our assets?
Your brains. As his strength, I steal.
That's it? Impossible. If I had a month to plan, maybe I could come up with something but this.
You just shook your head. That doesn't make you happy.
My brains, his steel, and your strength against 60 men, and you think a little head jiggle is supposed to make me happy?
So, Bill, how did it do with audiences and how did the critics treat it and did it make money?
Well, funnily enough, at the test screenings, there were two films that were romping home in test screenings with audiences, as they do in America. They try them out. And one film rated higher than The Princess Bride, and that was Back to the Future. But that was only one film, because The Princess Bride was getting nearly 100%. And then Back to the Future went on to be this international sensation. So William Goldman, of course, assumed the same is going to happen with The Princess Bride because the audience love it. And it didn't do so well at the box office. And he blamed the film company for just getting their strategy wrong. But it made double, like the budget was 16 million and it made 30 million. But it has since gone on to sell literally millions of videos, DVDs. Like, it's become a cult. It's a late night film. It's a student film on campuses all over the world. People just love it. It's a group watch, and people, a bit like Rocky Horror, where people know the lines and people shout the lines at the screen. And it's got all of that going on. And the critics loved it. Like, the consensus of critics was, this is a delightfully postmodern fairy tale. The Princess Bride is a deft, intelligent mix of swashbuckling romance and comedy that takes an age-old damsel in distress story and makes it fresh. And it's got a 98% approval rating. So it's really one not to be missed.
The Prince, okay, Bill. The Princess Bride, it is called, thoroughly recommended by Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Bill, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.